Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM? Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your global happiness specialist, Rebecca L. Norrington. Thank you for joining the show. Thank you for being a part of the show, listening, sharing. Woo! Global happiness specialist. Who is she? Greetings to my new listeners. It was, you know, I say it every week. I don't know how the show is growing, but I really appreciate the word, the sharing the show. Oh, my purpose on this planet is to teach people how to experience more happiness on the journey. And when I ask people, hey, you want to be happier, everybody raises their hand. Yeah. Who doesn't want to be happier? Yeah, me. The problem is that this happiness thing is a practice skill. So it really depends on what you're practicing in every moment. And when you say you want to be happy, when I say happy, I know some people have a little challenge with that word, but that word happy is interchangeable with internal peace, contentment, balance, relaxation, you know, traveling on this journey with your shoulders down. Traveling on this journey with a smile on your face. Traveling on this journey when you're vibrating satisfaction in every single moment. How do you do that? Are you even interested? Are you even committed? Are you even committed and prioritizing that? Yes, happiness is number one. I get a lot of people who say they want to be happy, but are not willing to do what's necessary to get there. And so I have a few questions for you. On a scale from 1 to 10, how important is happiness in your life? What's your definition of happiness? Who and or what is subtracting from your happiness today? Are you as happy when you are faced with life inevitable challenges? Are you happy when you're faced with life's inevitable challenges? And then the following questions I'd like you to answer. This is just for you, your own personal question and answer. These are all yes or no. Can other people hurt your feelings? Yes or no. Can other people offend you? Can other people disappoint you? Do you blame other people for how you feel? Do you blame your circumstances for how you feel? If you answered yes to any of those questions, then this is the right show for you. When I say happiness is a practice skill, you know, I was having a conversation with my son this morning. And we were talking about thoughts, and we were talking about, you know, those rampant thoughts, those thoughts that something's wrong, something I didn't do, I'm not valuable, all the critical thoughts, you know, those thoughts that come as soon as you wake up, those thoughts, as soon as you wake up. And what do you do with those thoughts? What do you do with those stray thoughts? What do you do when you can't stop those thoughts? Well, those thoughts are authored by the ego. Anytime I'm being criticized or finding fault with, I know it's my ego's voice. So authored by the ego. When I say that, it's not really about how. I've been practicing this happiness shtick for decades now, and I still haven't been able when I say those thoughts, you know, those random thoughts that just come and what you need to do, what you haven't done, those thoughts. So my practice is to just witness the thoughts as opposed to identifying with the thoughts. When I witness the thoughts, I'm taking away the power that the thoughts have. I don't know, I got off the track with the thoughts thing. But it's very interesting when you witness your thoughts as opposed to identify and or give your thoughts any kind of power. So that's what was going on this morning. I woke up with all these kind of thoughts. But the topic of today's show is timing. And before I go in, let me just say that the number to call in to speak with me live is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619, and just press the number 1 if you have a question for me. I have a few people in the queue, and I will get to your questions as soon as I finish the topic. And when I say happiness is a practice skill, there is a formula for happiness. And when I say it's a practice skill, it's like any other skill. You commit to the practice. And it is a daily practice. It is a daily practice. It is a moment-by-moment practice. But the more you practice, I promise you, the more you practice, the more the practice becomes your identity. And the more your identity is rooted in the things that add to your happiness, which are, there are certain behaviors that add to happiness and, of course, certain behaviors that subtract. Now, what are the behaviors that add to happiness? We all know them, but my question to you is, how often are you practicing them? So some of the behaviors that add to happiness are making happiness a priority in your daily life, in your moment-by-moment life, in your moment-by-moment choices, making wanting to be happier a priority. And when I say happy, that word is interchangeable with, and I've said it before and I'm going to keep on saying it, is interchangeable with contentment, inner peace, balance, relaxation. I said it again, but because it's important, I get a lot of the same questions every week, and you know, with emails, and I just want to make sure that we're on the same page. When I say happy, it's not this happiness doesn't come from something happened and now I'm happy. This happiness comes from an ongoing. This happiness comes from inside. This happiness, this peace, aka peace, comes from your energy, your vibration. It is your vibrational, your energetic vibration is what I'm talking about, where the practice. Because if you are, it's like setting the temperature gauge on the temperature in your house, whether you set it on 65 or 70, it's like setting an internal temperature gauge. So what is your internal temperature gauge? Are you surrendering in the moment? Are you recognizing your ego, recognizing that voice, and are you giving it any power? Accepting of self and of others. These are all of the behaviors to practice that will add to your peace and add to your happiness. Accepting of self, accepting of others, living consciously. This is a real trick. This next one is a tricky one. Being okay with uncertainty. That's a real practice. When I say being okay with uncertainty, that means you don't know what's going to happen in the future and you're good. You don't know what's happening in the future, but you trust, which is another practice, but you trust that everything is in order. You trust that everything is in order. You let go of this illusion of control that you are controlling what is happening, because we all know if we're living that we have no control over what happens as far as, when I'm saying happy, when I say happens, I'm talking about this roller coaster of life. I mean, I get blindsided all the time. And this week was a really interesting week with a lot of rejection emails. And I'm laughing only because one of the things that adds to your happiness, which is a practice, is not taking anything personally. I don't care who it is. I don't care if they're screaming your name. It is not personal. This is an impersonal universe. And the problem for me, I'm only speaking for myself, the problem for me came from taking everything personally. You said something to me, it was personal, and now it's on. But it's not personal. I don't care if someone is angry and they're even yelling at you. It's still not personal. I know that's a hard one to wrap around, but it's the truth. And when you practice knowing that it isn't personal, let me give you a perfect example. We all know road rage. If you're on the freeway and somebody cuts you off, and you have a reaction. What is your reaction? What is your reaction when you're on the freeway and somebody cuts you off, or you're on the streets and somebody cuts you off? Is that personal? But don't we take that personally? So what really helped me when I would get cut off, and then I would get, this was years and years ago, and I would get upset with the driver, I remember thinking, now what if this person that just cut me off, you know, driving fast through traffic, changed lanes right in my lane, you know, just, come on, the examples are endless. What if they just got the news that their loved one, husband, child, mother, it doesn't matter, their loved one was in the hospital, and they're racing to the hospital, and they want to get there as fast as they can. You understand that. There's been times in your life where you thought that someone that you cared for was, you needed to rush to get to them. Everybody's experienced that, or everybody knows someone that has experienced that. I mean, this is just, we call the show Reality Spirituality. That's just real. But when I changed my perspective and I didn't take them cutting me off personally, and I let go of everything else about what a horrible driver and how unsafe and how dangerous and all of those thoughts that keep that vibration. That vibration is not compatible with a peaceful, happy vibration, is it? Getting angry at someone else and what they did. So when I took that out, when I took it's not personal, and what if they're on the way to the hospital, or what if, who knows why they're in a hurry? Just let it go. When you practice not taking anything personally, it's going to be so easy to let things go. One of the other behaviors that adds to happiness is staying out of anybody else's business. This is such a huge, this is a cancer on the planet. When they talk about cancer, one of the biggest viruses is being in someone else's business, is noticing what someone else is doing and putting a judgment on it. Why? Why is that such a big problem? Because that takes away from your peace. Being in someone else's business, thinking that you know what is best for someone else, is really what you're doing, is you're saying, you know what, universe, You don't have any pull down here. Let me intercede. Let me jump in into your business. Because when you're really into someone else's business, you're into the universe's business. Now, I say universe. Some people use the term God. Some people use the term source, higher power, spirit. I can interchange all those terms. I could say higher power. It does the word is not what's important for me, but it's the message. So I use the term universe because that's the one I like to use, but it doesn't matter. I can use God. So now you're in God's business, looking at someone else, noticing what someone else is doing, and thinking that you know what's best for someone else. Because if they're experiencing something or they're doing, trust me, it is all in order, just like your life is all in order. Your journey is all in order. So those are some of the behaviors that add to happiness is trusting, surrendering, self-awareness. That's a really big one. Telling yourself the truth. Now, I had a conversation with someone a couple of days ago, and we're talking about lying and how they were mentioning that it's just the worst thing to do is to lie. And I disagree with that wholeheartedly. And let me give you a perfect example, because for me, the lying or not telling the truth at certain times, if it is going to add to the peace of my life and someone else, I'm going to lie. And I'll give you an example. When my mother was alive, she was really, really big. And then I'm going to get to the topic and I'll get to your phone calls. She was really, really big on watching the news. I don't know how many people out there, but she had the news on. As soon as she woke up, the television went on and she's watching the news. And, of course, I don't know about you, but I don't know any channel of the news that is all good news. Of course, it's someone murdered, someone. Listen, and I don't want to make light of the news, but I don't watch the news. And she knew I didn't watch news, but every time we were on the phone, did you hear the news? Did you hear the news? Did you know about the news? And she would scold me for not watching the news. Scold me, whatever, reprimand, scold me. You don't know what's going on. You should watch the news. And there came a point in time where I said, you know, I'm just going to say that I watched the news. Yeah, I saw the news. Yeah, I watched it. Yeah. Oh, I watch it now, yes. And it's so interesting how the flow with any other entity, the flow, and it doesn't matter that she knows or thinks that I watch the news or not. What really matters is the peace between the relationship, right? Of course, there are levels, but I just wanted to throw that example out. Let me go back to the topic of today's show, which is it's all about the timing. And this is where the practice of trust comes in. How many of you out there, I'm asking you, raise your hands if you worry. You know, when I ask this question, usually 98% of the class or the people that I'm speaking, they raise their hands and say, yeah, worry, yes. Yes, of course they worry. Worry, worry, worry. We were all taught, we were all programmed to worry to some extent, to worry about what could happen, what might happen. Can you imagine what worrying about, focusing on what may happen or what may not happen? And we're out of the present moment. But that focus on worrying, the only reason why people worry, and I've said it a million times, the only reason why people worry is their lack of trust. And when I say lack of trust, I mean all-out trust, blind trust. Because when you practice trusting, blindly trusting, guess what? There is no room for worry. You can't trust and worry at the same time. It's impossible. You can't worry and trust at the same time. It's impossible. So what are you going to choose? Are you going to choose that everything is in order, you trust, you believe, you know, or are you going to choose the worrying? It is a total choice. I know the program, the teaching to worry is very, very deep, and the worrying is very deep. But if I can do it, if I can let go of worrying, so can you. I mean, I spent decades worrying about something. I even worried about my parents' death before they died. oh, I don't know what I'm going to do when my parents die. I don't know how I'm going to go on. I believe that was in my teens or my 20s, worried about my parents dying, and they didn't, neither one of them died for maybe 20 years later. So that programming is deep. When I talk about timing, let me just share. This is a true story. Of course, all of my stories are true. This is a true story that just happened. Just happened 2 days ago. What was that yesterday? No, 2 days ago. No, it was 4 days ago. Okay, here we go. Last year in the, it doesn't really matter, April, May of 2020, I reached out to someone online via Instagram. I didn't know them. And they were a financial advisor. Financial advisor. I just came into, I had a little bit of cash, not a lot of cash, a little bit of cash, and I wanted to invest in it. I have no clue. I have some skills, but none of them involve financing or financial advice or stock markets or bonds or securities or I have no idea how to do it, what to do. Absolutely. I'm old school. You have money, you put it in a bank. As far as investing, I have no clue. And this person was online, and she had a website, and it was about financing. And it was a little spiritual tip. It was a little spiritual tip, so it was about financing and helping, especially with women, and how to invest. And so I reached out to her. Month went by, 2 months went by, 3 months, 4 months, 6 months went by, and I never got a response. I even went to the website. I went to Instagram. I mean, I tried to find out how to contact this person for maybe about a month. Never got a response back. Well, 5 days ago, which is almost a year later, I get a message on my Instagram that says, I just saw this message. This is my phone number. Call me. This was almost a year ago. Now, one of the behaviors that adds to happiness is practicing patience. Practicing patience and trusting and believing and knowing that everything is in order. And you, my dear audience, you will come across, you will meet every single person that you need to meet that can either help you, that can either inspire you, that can guide you. It doesn't even matter what the position. You have everything that you need in this moment. Thinking that there is something else that you need in this moment subtracts from your peace. In other words, you're either vibrating a vibration, an energetic vibration of satisfaction or dissatisfaction. And I know I've said it a lot of times. I've been saying it for a long time, and so my regular listeners, oh, God, she's on the satisfaction versus dissatisfaction vibration thing again. Yeah, but it's the truth. You are either vibrating a vibration of satisfaction or dissatisfaction, and that is a practice. When I say happiness is a practice skill, it's like any other skill that's practiced. Whether you're a hairdresser, whether you're a doctor, whether you're an athlete, whether you're a musician, landscaper, waiter, every skill position takes practice. And the practice is constant. The practice is daily. The practice is in every moment. But I'm here to tell you that the practice works. With patience, with patience, the waiting a year to hear back. The interesting thing about this universe is that it's never, it's never really logical. Well, it's not logical with my ego, because my ego has certain ways that it thinks, has preferences. My ego has preferences. I prefer this way. I prefer this to happen that way. My ego has the preferences. But universally, if you want to experience more peace and more happiness, it's eliminating the preferences. It's eliminating wanting anything a certain way. I know it's extreme. I know it's extreme, but it's letting go of the rigidity of wanting something only this way. We finally met. We did a face-to-face on Zoom. And I can't get over how the timing was so perfect. In other words, the timing of the contact, the timing of the connecting is a perfect, perfect setup. I always say that the universe sets the stage. It's a perfect setup. Sometimes my ego, not sometimes, the majority of the time my ego is not happy with the way things are unfolding or the time that it takes to unfold. But I'm here to tell you the trusting and letting go and adding patience and believing and knowing that the timing is perfect. Just look at a baby. Look at a child that's just been born. Well, they're born not walking. They're born not talking. There is a time and a timing for everything. Growth takes time. Evolution takes time. Adaptation takes time. Practice takes time. So my question to you is, are you willing, are you committed, Are you wanting to prioritize and use your time, because we all have a limited amount of time as far as in the day. You know what I'm talking about. There is, in the universal sense, there is no such thing as time. I totally get that. But in this human form, we do have a limited amount of time, a limited amount of time. And the timing is, my question is, are you willing to wait, be patient, and allow whatever is going to happen to unfold? One of the ways that I practice patience, this is going to sound as crazy as hell. There is a game that I play on my phone. It's called Water Sort Puzzle. There's a sort puzzle and there's a water sort puzzle. It's the water sort puzzle. It looks like liquid that goes into it. Anyway, it's all different colored test tubes. And if you are impatient, when you pour one color into the next color, you can tap that color, and it will pour in instantly. It'll pour the color into the next test tube to match the color instantly. I know this is way, I've never described a game that I play online before, I mean on the show before, but here we go. And so you try to match all the colors. The object of the game is to get all the colors the same. And, you know, from the purple to the red, all of them, you pour all of the colors into the same test tube. And when the test tube fills up with the same color, then you move to the next color. And then when you've gotten all the test tubes the same color, yay, you get to the next level. But in this particular game, you can pour one color into the next test tube, and you can touch a button, and it will pour the color into the next test tube quick, instantly. Or you can tap and direct it to pour into the next test tube with the same color, and you can just sit there and wait for the color to pour in, because it does take time for that color to pour into the next test tube. It takes a little bit of time. And I remember discovering that I could make the test tube pour faster or the test tube pour slower. And I said, well, if you want to practice patience, just let the test tube do its thing on its own and let the test tube just pour at its own pace, as slow as it is. And that's one of the ways I practice patience. With all of that, I also add, the other practice is just asking the universe for help, asking God for help. Asking, whatever you ask for, you will get an answer. Ask and it is given. Not saying, well, I want a car, so then I get a car, but ask the universe how. With any question, when you ask how, you will always receive an answer. I don't know when you're going to receive an answer, but you will receive an answer. So I ask, listen, I'm as lazy as the next person. I ask the universe, how can I practice more patience? How can I add to the patience that I have? How can I continue practicing patience? That's it. It's when you give your dilemma over to God, over to the universe, let the universe handle it. They are in charge of the how. All I have to do is sit and respond and react and act on my inspiration. Because I promise you that you, my dear audience, you are inspired too, and you know the difference between inspiration and, oh, God, this is a horrible, horrible chore. This is a horrible chore. The timing is key. Let me see. Okay, I'm just looking at my notes here. Let me just give you a couple of things that subtract from happiness, and we're still on the topic. And so you know that if patience adds to your happiness, impatience subtracts from your happiness. It's pretty impossible to be happy, peaceful, and impatient at the same time. And when I say the timing, it's not the timing of an ego. It's not the timing of your ego. It's not the timing of your ego. It's the timing of the unfolding, the evolving. It's the timing. Are you patient with this, with the time that the universe is taking? Let me go to the phone calls. Hold on a second. I believe this is Nathaniel here. Nathaniel, you are live on Reality Spirituality. Welcome back to the show. Good morning.
Good morning.
What, do you have a question?
Oh, no, not really.
No question. Well, what did you want to talk about?
I'm not sure here. I'm just kind of tired right now, so yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, I love when you listen. I love when you call into the show. Nathaniel is one of my favorite audience members, and anytime there's a question, I'm here for answers. Now, I have a few people, other people in the queue. If you want to speak with me, just press the number 1. When you press the number 1, there is a little question mark that comes up next to the phone number. So that's when I know that you want to ask me a question. So I have a few people that are just are content with listening. And I'm okay with that, too. Let me get back to what I was saying about the timing. So let's see. Okay. This week, what else happened was there were a lot of emails that I received. I did a lot of outreach for the last couple of weeks, outreach. And I've heard back from a few people, and they've all been a rejection emails. In other words, what I was requesting or what I was asking, guess what? I get an email and say, no, the schedule is full. No, you can't book this. No, this isn't a good fit. No, the synergy doesn't work. I must have gotten, let's see, maybe four to five rejection emails this week. And, you know, my ego does not like rejection emails. Or, no, we're not going to collab, or no, we're not going to, it was really a nice, polite no thank you. Now, immediately with that practice, let's be real, this is reality, spirituality. Immediately with that practice, now I let go of all the, oh, that's another thing. This thinking that I know I'm going to be working with A, B, C, or D, or I know that this is such a perfect fit and this is going to work out, I got to say that's another recipe for unhappiness. Because what I know for sure, and write this down, what I know for sure is that I do not know anything about the universe's plan. But I do know, let me say the specifics of the plan, but what I do know is I do know that the universe is here to serve me. I do know that the universe is here for my, and what I experience is for my betterment. I do know that. I trust that. I believe that. I practice trusting. I practice surrendering. So when I got my 4 to 5 rejection emails this week, I said, well, the truth is, I'm not supposed to be working with email 1. I'm not supposed to be collabing with email number 2. It's not in my best interest. Now, I don't want to say interest. It's not going to serve me to work with email number 3, 4, and 5. And the more that I practice trusting and believing, the easier it gets to, okay, next, not working. It's like a television show where you're changing the channel. Remember back in the olden days where you would change the channel and all you see is snow, and you would change the channel and all you'd see is more snow, and you'd have to get to a channel where they were broadcasting. I know this is a really old dating, a broadcasting show, this channel. So it's really about getting to the channel that is a clear picture. And I've given up the goals. I've given up all of that. I just said, universe, whatever your will is my will. Your will is my will. Just thank you for the inspiration. Point me to whatever direction, and I will follow suit. I've given up trying to steer the ship. I'm a passenger now, a willing passenger. And the timing is everything. If something is happening now, for you that you enjoy, or it's because it's time. If something is that you want is not happening, it's because it's not time. It's very simple. The child starts to eat when they have teeth, starts to walk when it's time, starts to talk when it's time. The timing is a big allowing the timing just to unfold and trusting that it is unfolding in the exact amount of time that it needs to requires practicing trust, surrendering, letting go, believing, knowing that you are cared for, you are taken care of. Because we all have a journey here. We all have our challenges, including myself. Physical challenges, financial challenges, relationship challenges, logistical challenges, worldly challenges. But when you ask the universe, how can I let go, and how can I trust, and how can I trust and rely that the timing is in order and is perfect, and then I just say thank you. Thank you, universe. Thank you for the insight. Thank you for the awareness. Whew. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Visit my website, RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington and LinkedIn. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. My YouTube channel, I have a few videos on YouTube. And my first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon.com. My second book, Program for Happiness, will be out sometime this year. Until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality Radio with yours truly, global happiness specialist, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Have a conscious week, and remember, happiness is a practice skill. Your experience in every moment will reflect on what you practice. Have a conscious week.
Yeah, it's time to be real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Good.
Yeah.